Adventure, romance. Presented to you by this station at this time in the stories especially selected for our audience by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book magazine. When Editor Balmer selected this romantic story, Minister Wanted, by Rebecca Stevenson from the current Red Book, he told us that Rebecca Stevenson started on a newspaper on the Pacific Coast, and this story is her first to be published in an important magazine. She has distinctly arrived. Minister Wanted was not, of course, the first story she ever wrote, but it is the one that got her recognition. She says something different in a new and decidedly individual way. It is a great pleasure to present to you this very unusual story. Time, after dark. Place, nice old farmhouse near the Canadian border. Situation, Patrick Creighton coming through the back door and bumping into a strange young woman who has just come in through the front door.
I beg your pardon. Oh. Seems I have a visitor. Sorry I stepped on you in the dark. Oh, faint if you must, but don't you dare scream.
Oh, so there's a man in here. Well, I'll scream if I like. It's my house, and I bought it for the express purpose of screaming in it.
Pardon me, but it so happens that I bought this place myself. To have a good cry in, you know. Permit me, I am Patrick Creighton.
Creighton, the playwright, I suppose. By any chance, have you read The Merchant of Venice?
Eh?
It's one of my little things. So is this house.
If you will stand right still, I'll light a lamp. It'll help you to see that your house is in the next state.
I'm sorry. The house belongs to me from the cellar up.
Can it be that those boxes of provisions delivered here yesterday belong to you? They came when I was out fishing. According to the labels, they belonged to one Lacey Cavendish.
So you spent yesterday in my house, too. I see you know where the lamps and the matches are.
Dear lady, I most assuredly bought this place. I paid a third down, pending title. And it was sold to me by a fellow named Bert Carson. I remember Bert well. Crooked teeth and a black mustache. He gave me a receipt.
And I paid a fourth down, pending title, to a man named Calvin Burt. The teeth and the mustache sound the same, but that doesn't mean anything. I, too, have a receipt. It's in my bag.
Mine's in my satchel. I'll show you right here.
And here's mine.
Not so bad.
What?
The step-ins you just unpacked.
Well, now then, here's my receipt for this house.
By George, it's a bill of sale, all right. Here's mine. You can see for yourself.
Well, if this isn't just...
One thing's certain, and that is when next I see our little chum Calvin Burt, Burt Carson, his name will be Lucifer Mud. Hand me that necktie, will you?
I'm glad to see that you're packing up.
I am not. I came on a vacation. It's getting late at night, and I'm staying.
And I came for vacation, and it's just as late for me. The agent in town failed to show up, and I had to hire a farmer to bring me out here. I've been cooped up on a city newspaper for 2 years.
Were you going to live here by yourself?
Yes, I am. I've got a woman coming to keep house in a couple of weeks. For the present, I'll take care of myself.
Shall I call you Lacey as a preliminary, or do you prefer the more formal darling?
Oh, I think you're abominable. I wouldn't go if I could. I haven't any car, and the next town is 15 miles.
I'll stay home this evening, too, my car being out of gas. I say, let's have dinner anyway. And what would you like for breakfast?
I'm going to get myself something to eat.
There's a steak waiting in the kitchen. Help me on with this apron, will you?
You know, you look just like a playwright.
Mm-hmm.
Only I happen to know that the real Patrick Creighton is in Paris.
Oh, have you ever seen him?
I wouldn't want to. He refuses to be photographed.
Hmm.
He's modest.
Yes, yes.
Just like a calliope. He knows silence is good publicity. Better than his plays.
You talk just like a newspaper woman. What do you cover for the press? Dahlia shows or advice to the lovelorn?
Well, if you insist on staying, you might be a help and open that tin of cream.
With pleasure. The table's all set. I'll start this steak. It smells good, doesn't it? Well, I'll be...
What's the matter?
I just thought I heard the sound of an airplane.
It's crickets. Which reminds me. Next summer, I'm going to install fox terriers.
Sorry, but I intended to raise a border of Scotch collies. Wouldn't you like some steak? There. Rare, medium, or well done?
Well done, and... Oh, I think some man just went by that window.
Oh, a frog, probably. Potatoes? And may I... the butter? Thank you. Now then... We're dining late, and you must be fatigued. Permit me, after dinner, to show you my guest room.
I'll show myself to any room that suits my fancy. Coffee?
Thanks. Oh, by the way, I know of your habits of housebreaking, Lizzie, but I may as well warn you. I'm going to lock my bedroom door tonight.
You are a...
What's the matter?
Somebody's coming in.
Eh?
You at that table there. Sit quiet. We've got your boat covered.
Well, what do you know? A fella and a dame.
Hello, two more customers on this real estate. Good evening, gentlemen.
Don't get wise, big boy. I got a gun ready for you.
So sorry I mislaid mine. From whom did you buy the house? Calvin Burt or Burt Carson?
From Burt Campbell for half down. Say, what the...
Watch him, Chief. Hey, what are they doing in our house?
We bought the house and we're having dinner in it.
Up here, we don't dress for dinner, gentlemen. So you needn't bother with that gun.
Oh, let him have it, Chief. He's too fresh.
Shut up, Slip. You too, big boy. From now on, I'll supply the wisecracks without you muscling in.
You see, Lacey, you have a fellow craftsman.
Listen, you. Slip and me bought this house for rest and privacy, and right now we want both without no argument.
Just flew down for the weekend? I thought I heard a plane.
Well, a plane landed us here and then pulled out. We're staying a while. Sit down, Slip. Gee, I'm hungry.
I'm so sorry you came too late for the steak.
Pass them muffins and coffee, girlie. Tomorrow we'll eat better, huh? Think of us all buying the same house, eh?
Hey, this here gravy ain't bad, Chief. Well, pass some more.
My wife here's a very good cook.
Now, ain't that nice? How long you two been married?
When was it, Lacey? Now,
quite some time, Mr.
Just call me Sam. Hey, you two got any kids?
Oh, heaven has not so blessed our union.
Well, all right. Say, we're going to play house with you, me and Slip.
Indeed.
Slip and me are your new guests. Playmates up from the city to visit, you see?
So glad you came.
Yeah? Well, to be frank with you, that airplane just got us away from trouble in time. We're going to stay here until a certain rumpus blows over. If the neighbors or the federal men drop in, you introduce us as your guests and don't come up to works either.
And then what?
Oh, after a little while, another plane will be along to take us down to Mexico. Now, you behave yourself while we're here, and there won't be any trouble about the house. Do you get it?
We would have preferred you to come the 7th week in March, but if this is more convenient, why...
Yes, it's more convenient, and don't forget. Slip is a good shot with that gun, and I'm better with mine.
Yeah, and don't try no getaways, fella. We found your car out in the back, and we dumped out all the gas.
So...
Well?
Yeah, that's that. Frisk them two suitcases of theirs, Slip, and see that they ain't got any gats around.
Okay, boss.
I told you we didn't load ourselves down with artillery. Say, Slip, do you have to throw those garments around like
hey,
that?
Sam, ain't these a cute little...
Oh, please.
Don't muster ladies' department, mug. Just leave out that pretty thing there for a souvenir. Did you find any cannons?
Nothing, Chief.
Okay, pack them up. You might toss me them white flannels and that sweater there. I'll want them for morning wear.
I hope they fit.
I ain't fussy. Oh, well, I guess we'll all hit the hay. You and your wife can take that bedroom off the parlor there.
My wife's room is the big one, Sam, and I sleep in the parlor.
Stylish, ain't you, huh? You think we're going to sit up all night and watch a dormitory? You two win that big room, and me and Slip use the parlor.
And no tricks needed. Them windows are nailed inside and out, and the landlord told us, and we seen to it.
Take in their baggage, Slip. Well, folks, good night.
Good night.
Gentlemen, pleasant dreams.
So, they've locked us in.
Snug, isn't it? Mind if I light a candle?
By all means, do. And why did you pull that story about being out of gas? To stay and protect me, I suppose.
What do you expect me to do? Wham, Sam, and leave Slip for you? Do you want to smash the window and run 15 miles for help, or shall I do it and catch the bullets myself?
Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, dear, well, I'm going to unpack.
Well, I'm going to get into some slippers myself, I think.
And if you don't mind, I'll sit up in that chair all night.
I shall rip off a little insomnia with my back against the door.
And before I make myself comfortable, I'd like to tell you just what I think of you.
Good night, sweetheart. See you in the morning. Well, well, Lacey. Thought you were going to sleep all morning.
Oh, dear, my back. Oh, I just didn't sleep a wink.
Dear lady, you never opened your eyes. As for me, I could hear those gorillas pacing around out there.
Hey, you two in there. Hustle on our deck. We want breakfast.
Served in the dining car in 5 minutes, Sam, old boy.
What are we going to do?
I suppose if Sam likes the place, we'll be here forever. I say, isn't that cold cream you're putting on your face?
It is. You don't suppose it's poison, do you? Shall I put some in the pancakes?
Let me remind you, Mrs. Borgia, that Sam is undoubtedly a person who makes cells and drinks Paris green every day of his life. He's immune. Listen.
What?
Lacey, you've given me a grand idea. I'll make the fire and you boil some coffee. Boil it, understand? Then watch me.
You want me to...
Shh. Sam's coming.
All right, all right. Step on it. Skip and me are hungry. Keep moving. Get going now.
Oh, you'd like some coffee this morning and...
And butter cakes. It's cold as Greenland in here.
I'll get going on the kindling and... Say, where'd you get that photograph you got in your paws? I'd be obliged if you'd mind your own business.
Well, game, ain't she? I found a picture sitting above the fireplace this morning. Yours?
Yes. I put it there yesterday afternoon. I wish you'd keep
it. I thought so.
Isn't that a picture of Ann Dalzell, the Broadway actress?
Yes, a friend of mine, thank you.
Yeah. It says on here to Pat Creighton, in everlasting memory, Ann Dalzell.
Well, what about it?
I'll tell you what about it, big boy. Hey, Slip!
Coming, Chief, coming.
All right, Slip. What's the name you say is printed on them boxes of grub you found out in the pantry?
It says Miss Lacey Cavendish on them.
I thought so. Now listen, you two. Tried to put one over on me, didn't you? Told me you was married.
Well, now my wife and I...
Why,
became...
nothing. I'm out of you. You're a wise guy, ain't you, big boy? I know you. You're a New York playwright out on a holiday with your dad.
Oh, Chief, why waste time with that mug and this dame?
Now listen, Rat, if you can't be courteous to a
lady, eh? Well, maybe. Well, I like her, too. Cute little trick, ain't you, big?
Keep your dirty paw off
her. Get back, little boy, or I'll plug you to start the day right. Let me give him the works, won't you, Chief?
After breakfast. Now hop to it, mug, and stir that fire. And you, sister, start the coffee.
What are you going to do?
Come on, Lacey, do as he says.
Do? We're going to eat first. That's right, big boy. Keep a big fire in that stove.
It's getting hot quickly, my friend. Have you got the coffee pot, Lacey?
There. There now.
It'll boil in half a minute on this stove. Doesn't take a second for these iron stoves to get going.
You're pretty good as a stoker, big boy. But Slip will have the job after today.
Indeed.
What do you mean?
I mean I'm going to plant this playwright wise guy out in the garden after breakfast. And you... You sweet little devil.
Yeah, listen to that coffee. Doesn't it smell good boiling away there?
What are you going to do with me?
I'm
going
to take you down to Mexico with me, baby.
Is that so? Well, take this down to Mexico with you, you rat!
Oh!
Get coffee!
Oh,
let him have that coffee!
Oh! Oh!
Get his gun!
Oh,
kick him! Kick him!
Oh,
I've got
this one. I'm
blind. Oh!
I can't see
them! Oh! Nice work, Lacey. Quick! They won't come out of this in a while. Hurry.
Wow.
There's a tow rope in my car.
Oh, poor darling, you burned your hands terribly on those hot stove lids.
I had to throw something at those gorillas. You certainly took the cue on that boiling coffee in great shape.
And you are the Pat Creighton, the famous playwright.
Oh, that photograph means nothing to me, dearest. Oh, someone at the front door.
Well, if it's Al Capone, tell him we're not home.
Hello.
It's Sheriff Hawkins. Just wanted to stop back and tell you and your wife you did a great job capturing those two gangsters this morning. The farmers brought them in that milk truck, and we shipped them straight to the prison hospital. Fine work. And say, if there's anything we could do for you...
Well, well, I'll tell you what, Sheriff. We'd like to have 5 gallons of gasoline and a minister...
Red Book Magazine gave us special permission to broadcast this amusing story, Minister Wanted, written by Rebecca Stevenson. Next week at this same time, we will present another story in dramatic form from Red Book Magazine.